各位听众大家好，我是赖子雄，很高兴又在空中跟大家见面了。
Hi everybody, I'm Bruce.
现在就请大家打开我们这一套教材第
144, lesson 144 on page 489.
You're still on the ball, right?
A little bit.
我说你还是非常的警觉啊，但是还好啦。On the ball, I think we already taught you this expression many times. Okay, so always be on the ball. 随时要警觉，学任何东西都要必须要呢注意的。Lesson 144, this is a dialogue about something, but we have a title here. We don't want to explain the meaning of this title until we've finished reading this dialogue.
Right.
我们现在就要请啊 ,Bruce, 补大哥的吃了早饭没有啊？
Twice,
已经吃了两顿早餐了。好，可以念这一课了。
Lesson 144, Go For It.Part 1, Dialogue. Vicky is talking to her teacher about her English. Vicky is a girl's name, and her teacher here is a man. Vicky asks him, How can I improve my English, sir? And he starts, Well, the more you read, the better you'll write. And then she asks, AndWhat about my spoken English? And he tells her, practice makes perfect. Speak English whenever you have the chance. But Vicky says, but I don't get many opportunities to speak English. And the teacher reminds her, remember, you'll have to create opportunities yourself.And then she asks, what do you mean by that? And he explains, you can't sit on your behind and hope that good things will come to you. You've got to go for it. And then she says, I see what you mean. Good, he says. Now go and put what you have learnt into practice.
好，这边是谈怎么样讲英文方面啊，自己要找机会。那么针对这一点呢，我们现在就要来谈的就是前面的标题 ，Go for it， 也就是事必躬亲。我们现在谈这个中文解释之前，就要先请呢卜大哥用英文告诉我们 Go for it 是什么意思。
Well, this is rather new slang, maybe.10 years or 15 years ago, people started to encourage each other by saying, go for it. And they mean, well, why don't you try it? It's better to try something and find out if it's good for you or if it works for you than not to do anything at all. So if you want to encourage your friends,Just tell them, go for it.
这边呢，刚才解释用了一个 encourage, 也就是鼓励的意思。如果你想做这件事情的话，那你就去做嘛 ,go for it. 这个呢，就是 encourage, 鼓励某人这样说。好了 ,encourage, 我们再把它拼一下。
E-N-C-O-U-R-A-G-E. E-N-C-O-U-R-A-G-E, encourage.
For example, if you want to study abroad, 想要呢真要说出国念书的话 definitely, if you want to go to graduate school in the States, 在美国想念研究所的话 first of all, you'll have to take what they call the TOEFL test.
That's right, TOEFL test, T-O-E-F-L.都是大写的字母 TOEFL 它的意思是 Test of English as a Foreign Language
也就是托福考试 That kind of test can be very tough to be very frank but don't worry just go for it
Right, try your best but you have to try
嗯 现在我们就一块的来看这个 dialogue。一开头 ,Vicky is talking to her teacher about her English. Vicky, 这是一个 girl's name, right?
That's right. It's short for Victoria.、Mm-hmm. V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A. V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A. Maybe you heard about Queen Victoria in England about 100 years ago.
嗯，不错的。但是呢，明明知道是女孩子的名字，像玛丽也是女孩子的名字 ，Mary， 对不对
？That's right.
But why occasionally, you know, will you call me or do you call me, you know, Mary?
Because I know that's the name of your girlfriend.
哦，那是因为我那个是我女朋友的名字。你在乱编编的太过分了吧？那么这里我都故意开玩笑，那为什么偶然你会叫我叫玛丽啊，这样开玩笑的。Vicky is talking to her teacher about her English. 她正在跟她的老师谈东西，谈论，我们可以说 talk about something. They're talking about their school life. 他们正在谈他们学校的生活情形。好了，这边是谈她的英文。So this means Vicky is quite interested.In studying English.
That's right. She wants to study English, maybe for school, maybe for work, or maybe just as a hobby.
也许是为了这个嗜好也说不一定。Hobby 是这样拼的。
H-O-B-B-Y. H-O-B-B-Y. Hobby.
现在我们看 Vicky, 第一个句子他说了。How can I improve my English, sir? 这边是很对老师很尊敬，他用了 sir。如果是女老师怎么说呢
？Ma'am, M A apostrophe A M， 是美式的英语。Ma'am, M A apostrophe A M， ma'am，
也就是 M A。然后加 apostrophe 就是一撇，再加个 am apostrophe 那个字就是代表什么一撇的意思啊，叫 ma'am。如果是所谓的英式呢，它可能会呢，就把它直接拼出来，那是 madam 的缩写，是这样拼的
，m a d a m e， m a d a m e。And sometimes we write that without the E. So, M-A-D-A-M, 也有。
对。但是也有人听了，有人是念的时候念成 Madame。
那是因为是法文的字。
不错。好了，我们就用 Ma'am。记住念 Ma'am 的时候是女老师，但嘴巴闭起来不要念成 Man, 那是男人了啊，这样。我怎么样才能呢使我的英文进步啊 ?How can I make progress in my English? So you can also use this expression to make progress. 那么是 P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S. P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S. 他们这个 improve, 我们也可以当不及物动词。His English has improved. 这样的用法。他的英文有了进步，或者说 he has improved his English a lot， 他的英文的进步很多，做及物或不及物都可以这样使用。好啦，这个时候接着呢 teacher 就这样讲话 ，Well, the more you read, the better you'll write。要是这样啊，你如果看书越多的话，那么你写作就是越棒了。The more you read。The better your written English will be. Your written English, 这个我们才教过，是指的是你的写作的英文写作的能力啊，我们可以这样讲。以前呢，可能在写作的时候呢 ，he is not a student， 啊，他不是学生，你可能不注意就写的 he doesn't be a student， 怎么可能这样说呢？那么 doesn't 是一个助动词啊，那么后头是要放原形动词，不错，但不能放 be 动词。He doesn't be 没有这个用法的。He isn't a student。如果在写作写得好的话，最好的方法呢是多看人家外国人写的文章。You've got to read as many English articles as possible. 尽量多看一些文章 or you've got to read as many English essays as possible. 文章这个字我刚才用了两个字，一个是 article, 另外一个叫 essay。 Article 是这样拼的
A-R-T-I-C-L-E A-R-T-I-C-L-E Article AndEssay is spelled E-S-S-A-Y, E-S-S-A-Y, essay. An article we can read in a newspaper or a magazine. It's usually a piece of information or research. But an essay, sometimes we can call this a composition too,An essay has more to do with people's opinions or ideas about something.
所以 essay 一般是指一个专文，也就是表示一个作者他的这种想法、一些概念、一种评论、一种呢我们讲的这种写法。但是假如是 article 呢，通常在报纸看的一篇的消息啦或者怎么样的，我们就用 article。所以这边就告诉我们，看报纸，英文报纸。或者是说所谓的一般的这种杂志的专文用英文写的对大家呢来看的时候都有帮助、像英文里头有 Reader's Digest 读者文摘
Very famous
这个呢可以呢是在对写作的磨练呢都是很好的啊。这边给大家做这么样的一个建议好了接着 Well, the more you read, the better you'll write 接着我们再来看Vicky 他怎么说And what about my spoken English? 他说那我的口语英文的口语又怎么办呢这边用了一个很好的一个用法也就是 what about 这样的用法比如说 you invite everybody to dinner but what about me?
What about you? I want people to have enough to eat.
这样子啊他为什么不找我啊这个我们 Bruce 呢我刚问他你每个人都要他去吃晚餐怎么搞的独独就不要呢理我呢 What about 那我呢我们常常讲 What about 我们可以翻成点点点呢那我怎么办我很简单我希望我要的人呢都能够吃的东西啊都能够你一来的时候你一个人吃十个人份没了你不要来这样所以呢我们可以这样说 Hey, it's raining outside It's raining cats and dogs 这下大雨啊、I don't think, you know, we can go to the movies 那么我想我们看电影呢是没有办法了 Because it's raining so hard 然后这时候我就做一个建议 What about staying home, listening to music?、那何不留下来你看待在家里头听听音乐怎么样呢
对 ,what about 也可以 ,how about,
所以 how about 也可以所以这句话当然也可以这么这样说啦因此这个 Vicky 也可以这样讲 ,and how about my spoken English, 我的英文口语该怎么样训练呢 ?You know, my spoken English is very bad each time I see a foreigner, I'm afraid to speak, even though I manage to speak, my sentence structure is a mess,我英文句子啊我每次看到外国人都不敢讲话然后呢一讲话所以句子是乱七八糟明明讲说 Where are you going sir 可能从我嘴巴里头出来的 You go where sir 那怎么办呢好我们来看一下 Teacher 就这样讲话了 Practice makes perfect Speak English whenever you have the chance 他说 Don't worry It's very likelyOr it is true that you're going to make mistakes. But, you know, you don't have to worry about this. 根本不需要担心。In English, we have a saying, this is practice makes perfect. 就是熟能生巧。This means what?
It means that the more we practice our skills, the better we'll become. Actually, very few people will become perfect.At anything. But it's also true that we will improve our skills the more we practice them, whether they are sports or for hobbies or something like a language, because a language is a skill too.
And also, this can also apply to singing. So this is a saying you should keep in mind.
I'll have to go to the KTV more often.
KTV, 也就是我们讲的最近比较流行的就是卡拉 OK 这样的地方，多练习一下。Bruce, 其实你唱得很好，这样好吧，来唱一个Mr. Lonely 好吧。
I will be Mr. Lonely if I sing.
如果唱这首歌，将来就真的变成孤独先生了，因为英文老歌里头 Lonely, Mr. Lonely, 这歌其实 Bruce 你唱得很好
你唱得很好
唱一下嘛。I think everybody, you know, will enjoy your singing. 那不唱。
After they're dead, yeah.
Bruce 的脸已经开始红了。Practice makes perfect. 熟能生巧，多练习就会使得你想要做的事情很完美。这个 makes 它是一个及物动词，干嘛后头放了一个形容词 perfect 呢？其实它把它的这个宾语省了掉了。原来的句法是这样子。Practice makes whatever you are doing perfect. 也就是练习会使你所做的事情将来会变成完美啊，所以 don't worry, keep on practicing. 好，不断的做练习。好，接下来说了 speak English whenever you have the chance. 说英文，前面这是省了掉了主语 you should.这两个字省略掉了。You should speak English whenever you have the chance. 每当你有这个机会的时候，尽量的多说英文。这个 whenever 这个连词呢，在里面就得 every time, 或者是 each time. Each time you have the chance, whenever you have the chance, speak English. 就这样子。Well, by this, I think the writer doesn't mean...that you should find a foreigner or an American. In this case, it doesn't mean that. This means that you can, you know, build up your own chance. For example, you can talk to yourself in English, right?
Some of my best students told me that when they have free time, they do practice alone. They speak out what they are doing,or they look around the room and they say, wall, table, red book, I am standing up. They start to think and talk in English, and they say that it has helped them a lot with their spoken ability.
Mm-hmm. And also, as far as I understand, in some of the schools here in China, you know, they have what they call the English Corner.This is a place, a very small place on campus or somewhere on campus. Whenever people approach that area, they are supposed to speak English only. They are not supposed to speak Chinese. I think this is very good. I personally saw two persons, two college students. They were, you know, just standing behind me speaking English to each other. And I was really surprised. So I turned around and I began to talk to them. And they felt, you know...very happy when they heard that I was speaking English. So learning English has to do with your own determination.
That's right. Take every chance you can and make chances too.
也就是我曾经呢就是看到有两位学生呢我在应当是在清大这个附近的啊。那么当时他们在这边在讲话。我用英文讲话，我回过头来很好奇，马上找着他们也跟他们讲话。他们一看我们用英文这样讲，我好高兴啊啊这样讲。我真是如此的嘞，所以自己要不断的找机会。好，接着 Vicky 就这样说了 ，But I don't get many opportunities to speak English。他说，但是我并没有有很多的机会讲英文啊。哎，就是我们应当自己要找机会啊。这边用了 opportunity, 那刚才用的是 chance,、那么这个有没有什么不同啊
?The same.
They are the same, 是一样的。但是呢机会我们常说 that's a good chance for you to practice your English, that's a good opportunity for you to practice your English. But remember, in this case, there's a big difference between chance and opportunity, because opportunity always means 在中文讲是机会 whereas chance 呢另外一个代表冒险、Hey, when you drive, you should not drive like Bruce. 你开车的时候可不能像 Bruce 这样开车啊。
Don't take that chance.
对，千万不要冒险。Don't take that chance. 或者说 don't take chances while driving.
Right.
开车的时候不要冒险，那个时候 chances 就是指的是冒险的意思。Don't take chances 这样用法 ，Don't take risks 一样的意思。
R I S K 复数加 s，R I S K S risks， and we have a saying with the word opportunity. Opportunity knocks but once.
哎。机会只有一次，机会就像敲门，在敲你的门。哎，我来了，咚咚咚咚。这个时候你马上要冲出去，马上抓住机会。所以这里啊，特别记住，良机只有一次，用 knock 这个字 ，K-N-O-C-K， 敲门 ，somebody's knocking at the door， 或者是 on the door 啊。那么这个时候啊，我们用 knock， 因为在这个地方，也就是指的是呢，机会来临。只有一次，我们再把这个谚语再说一遍。
Opportunity knocks but once.
好，接着看。Remember, 老师说了， you'll have to create opportunities yourself. 你自己本身就必须要创造机会的。哎，这个棒的。Create 就是创造的意思。Yourself 前面呢省了这个介词 by yourself.好，这里的 create 好棒的一个字，创造。接下来你看 Vicky 怎么说，他听不懂了。What do you mean by that? 你说这句话是什么意思？ What do you mean by? 这个用法很棒。By 是代表凭借的，凭借的刚才你想的话， What do you mean? 你指的是什么呢？同样的，你笑我什么意思？ What do you mean by laughing at me? 我们都可以这样说。What do you mean by calling me stupid? 你是什么意思啊？
I heard someone else say that.
哦，你听见别人这样说啊？其实不是啦，你这早就已经是跟我讲我是 stupid, lazy, you know, fooling around.All the time, and also you are very mean. 我这些字我都是从你这边学来的。Mean 是什么意思啊？
Oh, I'm mean to Peter. I'm always telling him his faults. I'm always giving him a hard time. I'm very mean to Peter.
Yeah, 这个 mean, 同样的 what do you mean 的 mean? Mean 是当动词表示意思。你的意思是什么意思啊？但是 mean 另外一个意思的，当形容词用，是代表呢很凶的，很不友善的。He's very mean to me， 就这样讲。好，接着 teacher 又说了 ，You can't sit on your behind and hope that good things will come to you。这边那个 for 是多余的一个介词，把它去掉是不对的。You've got to go for it， 这样。You can't sit on your behind。你不能坐在你的后面，这是什么意思啊？
Behind is a 屁股 ，it's a polite way to say that。
不错，这个 behind 在这边是指的是屁股。当我们念的时候，你看我念快的时候，我念慢的时候叫 behind。
对。
但实际念快的时候怎么念呢
？Behind，
或者是 behind，
behind，
这样的说法都有的。You can't sit on your真正的普通的一个用字，我们教大家，希望大家不要用，是 B 开头的
，but，
yeah，
B U T T， B U T T， but
这个字，其实这个字还是可以用了，
可以用，但是 behind 更客气，
yeah， 对，更好听，对不对？好，
yeah。
好了 ，and hope 同时希望，什么期望怎么样 ？That good things will come to you。你不能是一屁股坐下来，然后就在等着，希望呢说好事情、好东西会降临在你身上，就是不能守株待兔，怎么样说 You've got to go for it. 你必须自己要争亲自去争取啊，这样的意思。好了，这个时候 Vicky 就讲 ，I see what you mean。这个 see 可不要翻成看见，而是我了解 ，understand what you mean。老师一听呢，说 Good。Now go and put what you have learned into practice。那么现在就去 go and 同时干嘛呢？将你所学的东西 what you have learned， 把它付诸实施。Put 点点点 into practice， 将什么付诸实施。好，接下来我们就从头到尾把这个绘画念一下。
Lesson 144, Go for it. Part 1, Dialogue. Vicky is talking to her teacher about her English. She asks, How can I improve my English, sir? Well, the more you read, the better you'll write. And what about my spoken English?Practice makes perfect. Speak English whenever you have the chance. But I don't get many opportunities to speak English. Remember, you'll have to create opportunities yourself. What do you mean by that? You can't sit on your behind and hope that good things will come to you. You've got to go for it. I see what you mean. Good. Now, go and put what you have learnt into practice.
谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye, everybody. See you next time.